Haydn's March No. 2 for the Derbyshire Cavalry Regiment here on Kansas Public Radio, the Netherlands Wind Ensemble, bringing us into this Tuesday morning. Hello, everyone. Hope you are doing well. This is Morning Classical from 9 to noon. I am your host, Destiny. We've got 6 hours of classical music for you today. Jeff Watson will be in at noon. We are going to listen to some Haydn and Mozart and Schubert this hour. So it's a morning of the classics, shall we say. Next hour, I have more interesting quartet music for you. I say interesting and more because right now we're going to listen to a quartet by Mozart. This is his string quartet in B flat. That's the key of it. And it's K589. The American String Quartet is playing. It's a nice light listen for this dreary weather, I would say. I'll tell you a little bit more about it after we take a listen here on Kansas Public Radio. A Mozart string quartet for us here on KPR, played by the American String Quartet. We identify those Mozart quartets by the key and the K number. It's almost like it's URL code, or not URL, what is it? A barcode. Could you imagine back then if they had scanners and they scanned barcodes for music? That was in B flat, K589. And that was one of his quartets where the cello and the viola started to get a lot more stuff to do. Haydn, who was considered the father of the string quartet, didn't expand on the cello as much as Mozart claimed that he did, and he certainly did. There was a lot of beautiful cello writing in that. Speaking of Haydn, I've got a symphony coming up where I'm hopeful that when I tell you about it, you can guess the nickname. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, and support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas. A constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. And the Kansas State Fiddlin' and Pickin' Championships, promoting American folk music with the annual event in Lawrence South Park. Open to the public Sunday, August 23rd. Details at fidpick.org. All right. I've got Joseph Haydn's Symphony No. 47 right now, which has a nickname, and it's based on the third movement, which features sections that you can play the same forwards as you can backwards. There was your hint to guess the nickname. This is Trevor Pinnock and the English Concert, now on KPR. Joseph Haydn's Symphony No. 47 here on KPR. Trevor Pinnock conducting the English Concert. Did you guess the nickname? That minuet and trio has a section in there that you can play the same forwards as backwards, so it's nicknamed the Palindrome Symphony. Indeed. There's also something by Mozart. It's a violin duet. If you put it on a table and one person stands on one side and the other person stands on the other, you can do the same thing. It's kind of crazy. Composers are genius. All right. Something coming up for you, my friends. But first, this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with 5 locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado. Working to empower persons with disabilities, more at rcilinc.org. Literally, it is The Friends from Salamanca by Franz Schubert, something that was never performed during the composer's lifetime. He wrote this when he was just 18. It's kind of nice for you, my friends, here on KPR. The Friends of Salamanca, from Salamanca, by Franz Schubert, here on Kansas Public Radio. That was Christian Benda conducting the Prague Sinfonia. I've got Something That Thinks It's a Harp coming up next hour by Beethoven. There was a hint for you. Don't go anywhere. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Gotten wider than ever on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with your host, Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review. Available wherever you get your podcasts. It is a little rainy and cloudy here in Lawrence, and we have potential for some thunderstorms, hopefully nothing too severe. NPR News is up next for a few minutes and then back to Kansas Public Radio for music. See you soon.
6.8 earthquake struck the Kumamoto region, bringing down bridges and buildings and trapping people in a collapsed shopping center. Dozens of aftershocks are also hitting the area. This comes 10 years after a quake hit the same area, killing more than 270 people. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. And now, a little Beethoven, string quartet number 10, The Harp. Beethoven, string quartet number 10, The Harp string quartet, here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Played by the Cleveland Quartet. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me during this 10 a.m. hour, called the Harp Quartet because, well, you heard the pizzicatos and the strings where they plucked their instruments to sound like the harp while the violin played all of those really, really fast notes up and down, kind of like when you watch the harp use their hands and, you know, pull the end of the harp all the way down. It makes that magnificent sound. Lots of reasons it's called the harp. We actually will hear from a real harpist, the actual harp, in about 15 minutes. We're going to listen to some piano music. First, I'd like to thank some of our great sponsors on the radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of The Berlin Wall, now open. More info and tickets available at unionstation.org. Alrighty, a little solo piano, Franz Liszt, his Consolations. He wrote this shortly after Chopin passed, and it's very much an introspective, romantic time period piece of music that he wrote, and I hope you enjoy it. I found a recording here of Nelson Freire, so let's enjoy it together. It's about 15 minutes now on KPR. Consolations, written by Franz Liszt. Nelson Freire here at the piano on Kansas Public Radio. I thought that was really beautiful. I hope you did too. And I think it will go really nicely into the music we are about to hear. We get to hear the real harp. We opened with Beethoven's Harp Quartet. And now we will hear a harpist. This is Marcel Granzanet, three pieces for harp, The Reverie, Nocturne, and Barcarolle. And I've got Xavier de Maistre on harp here on Kansas Public Radio. Three pieces for harp here on KPR, composed by Marcel Granzanet. That was The Reverie, Nocturne, and Barcarolle. The harpist, Xavier de Maistre. I'm Destiny. Glad you've been here with me this hour. Next hour, we've got an interview with a local composer. We will hear some of his music, and he gets to talk about it. I wish we could do that now with all composers, even the ones that aren't here with us.
Were you a nosy kid?
Are you kidding me? Of course I was. Questions for everybody.
Somebody who liked to ask questions all the time?
Yeah. Annoyingly so, I think some people would say. But
well,
yeah.
I mean,
maybe today they would say that.
I think a lot of us were. And you know what else? I think a lot of other people are.
Stay nosy. Stay curious. With Morning Edition, every weekday morning on NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on Kansas Public Radio from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org. One more hour of Morning Classical coming up with an interview with a local composer, and then Jeff Watson will be in this afternoon with some fun music. Looks like he's got a fun Prokofiev's First Piano Concerto. That'll be nice. NPR News up next. It's 11:01 on KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi.
GPS is a mistake and defends the community, noting their contributions to the economy at restaurants and in healthcare.
That's George Shilcock. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and who've been building privacy tools for 15 years. They now offer Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI. Duck.ai. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Jean-Philippe Rameau, gavotte, and six doubles here for you on Kansas Public Radio on harpsichord, Raphael Puyana. Good morning. It's about 82 degrees out and cloudy and rainy, but the music in here is going to uplift you. I am so delighted this hour to be joined by a local composer, Brian J. Nelson. We're going to hear some of his instrumental and choral music. It's going to be really great, and I can't wait to just get right into it. So we are going to start off with something short and instrumental and then follow that with some choir. The short instrumental is for violin and bassoon. It's called Ad Astra Per Aspera, and there is a secret ingredient in it that I wonder, especially our Kansas folks, if you will recognize. That was your hint. Here we go on KPR. Ad Astra Per Aspera, violin and bassoon, composed by Brian J. Nelson, who is here in studio. There was a secret ingredient in there. If you've been wondering what it is, you'll just have to keep listening to find out. We're going to now listen to a short vocal selection and then chat more with Brian about the music he composes. This is Forever I Will Sing the Goodness of the Lord with the St. Lawrence Choir here on KPR. Forever I Will Sing the Goodness of the Lord, the St. Lawrence Choir, local. Local music here on KPR with local composer who is here. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Destiny.
He is here in studio to talk about his music. And I think it's so great to get a chance to speak to a composer because, you know, back in the day, Mozart, when he wrote a Requiem, they were all writing things for church and mass and so many holy events. And I was sort of joking with you, if people didn't make it to church this weekend, they now can say they did.
Right.
Because
right.
They just listened to that. So I think maybe I'll let you lead off with what the secret ingredient of the Ad Astra Per Aspera was.
Yes, the secret ingredient for that piece was our state song.
Oh,
So I'm on the range. So just some subtle allusions to that. And that piece came about as a part of a Iron Composer competition that I...
Like Iron Chef.
Like Iron Chef, exactly. Iron Composer.
I just got it.
Yeah, and that was at KU. I was getting my doctorate at the time. And we were given the instrumentation, violin and bassoon,
wow.
And we were given a secret ingredient, in this case, the state song. And I wrote that in just 24 hours.
Oh.
And, you know, I like to say it's a good example of what can happen when you give a composer something to do. You know? I mean, yes,
yeah.
We're thinking about, hey, I want to write this number of symphonies or whatever. We do think like that. But many times the best things come out of these collaborations.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know a composer, you know, and you like their music, you know, why not hey, could you write this piece for our wedding anniversary or for the baptism of our godchild or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, that's how it happens.
It
back
is.
Back in the day.
Absolutely.
And still today.
And still, yeah.
Yeah. It's a great, I like it a lot. And I love the bassoon. The bassoon
yes.
is super fun. And then the next one, was this the one that you mentioned was kind of your personal theme song, or did I mix that up with
No,
that?
That's right. If okay. I could have a personal theme song, I think it would be this. You know, the responsorial psalms, I write dozens of these. I'm Catholic and work as a church musician, and I gradually want to get the whole series set. And I thought I might mention just what is a responsorial psalm.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
So it's responsorial in two senses. It's responsorial thematically to the first reading of the Mass. In this case, that reading is about God's covenant with David, to protect him, to prosper him, to be good to him. And it's responsorial also in that it's antiphonal. The cantor introduces it, the congregation responses, it goes back and forth like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, I love that antiphon, forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord, and I aspire to that. Don't always succeed, but I really aspire to that.
So. You know, it's good to aspire.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful. We actually get to listen to, after this next one, another longer with vocal. That's great. I did not know you when I first started working at KPR, and I was the evening host. And I thought it would be funny to do a show where I searched based on my name to see, like, which composers.
Mm-hmm.
It was Verdi's Forza del Destino and Brahms' Song of Destiny. And then this comes up, and I'm like, fanfare on the Destiny of Fate? What? Brian J. Nelson. And then I found out you were a local composer. So we are going to – you picked – thank you for picking this.
It's yes.
Thank you for indulging me. Please tell us about this. It was good.
Well, people may be familiar with Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man, very famous piece. That piece he wrote first, and then – incorporated and expanded it in his fourth symphony in the last movement. For me, it's sort of the reverse. I wrote a piece called In the Beginning Was the Word, kind of a theological tone poem. And at the end of the development section, before the beginning music comes back, I introduce this material, which forms the first half of the piece that you'll hear. And it includes a quotation from Tchaikovsky's fourth symphony, the famous fate motto,
yeah.
the motto theme. And so I wanted to sort of expand on that fate theme and develop it in the fanfare. And then the title of the piece is in a sense sort of a pun, because fanfare on the destiny of fate. Destiny and fate are often used interchangeably, but to me, fate is a crushing sort of destructive force, very much an obsession during the late 19th century and way back in history with the Greeks and whatnot. But destiny is fundamentally more positive. We have a destiny, I would say a destiny, you know, to be with God and to love others. I really don't believe in fate, if you had to ask me, but I kind of wanted to deal with those themes in the fanfare on the destiny of fate.
Thank goodness my name is Destiny and not Fate.
That's right. That's right. Thank God for that.
Already enough to live up to. Jeez.
It's a great name.
Thank you. This is a great piece of music that we are about to listen to. Oh, before we listen to it, I just wanted to tell people your website, nelsonmusic.com, and you've got two CDs out. Can you tell us the names of your CDs?
Yes. The Vocalese CD that had that bassoon and violin piece on it is called Vocalese Instrumental and Vocal Music of Brian J. Nelson. And then the psalm is on the Responsorial Psalms for Advent and Christmas CD. And those are available on streaming platforms as well as for sale.
So. Great. All right. Well, let's dive into Brian J. Nelson's Fanfare on the Destiny of Fate with KU Brass and Percussion. Go KU! And Frank Perez here on Kansas Public Radio. Brian J. Nelson, the Fanfare on the Destiny of Fate with the KU Brass and Percussion and Frank Perez here on Kansas Public Radio, where I am joined in Studio A right now with the very composer himself, Brian J. Nelson. Hello again, Brian.
Hello, Destiny.
Such a treat to get to speak to the people who write the music. This next one is one of your longer works and is really more of, I would say, your monumental. Is monumental a good word?
Yeah, it's an
personal,
important.
It's an important.
It's an important piece for me.
Yeah. Therefore, are they before the throne of God? It's definitely longer than the ones that we've listened to. So tell us how that piece came about.
Yeah. So that piece is the third in a series of three motets The pieces are actually in English. Motets are technically Latin for you.
Right.
For you musicologists out there. But the nature of the pieces kind of trumped things in terms of naming them motets. And it was an important piece for me. I just come out of my undergrad a few years before at the University of Michigan, which is a great education, great school. But, you know, you may think, oh, gosh, I've been religious my whole life or whatever. Well, it's been in and out. And for me, a big part of my story was just kind of music was my God, mm-hmm. you know. And I have a kind of a joke, you know, the way I sort of receive that in the conservatory environment, you know. It's almost like a religion, you know. Music is God. Beethoven is the Son of God.
Yes.
The Messiah. the other great composers are the saints. And as a composer, you want to be one of the saints, but that has a lot to do with how you relate to Beethoven.
Right.
You know, we have this piece and that piece are in the canon or they're not in the canon.
Yeah.
You know, we have all of these different terms.
It's so funny.
And you know, music is so, you know, it's so dynamic. It's so engrossing. You know, it was sort of an ultimate thing for me, but I really had to give that up and turn toward, you know, God himself. And ironically, you know, I was kind of at a dead end musically at that time, but as I went through that process, the music actually really became better and more flowing and more spiritual. And so the first piece in that series of motets was called Tears, based on a poem of Maya Angelou. Mm. Very chromatic, very, very elaborate and, you know, sad. The second piece was Truly, Truly, I Say to You, about the grain of wheat falling into the earth and dying, if people are familiar with that sort of statement from Jesus, but then bearing much fruit. And then the third piece is based on Revelation 14-17, which is the crowd of the saints and martyrs before God's throne. And John is there, and he's with an angel, and, you know, John doesn't really know what's going on. He says, who are these people over there? Actually, the angel asks him that, and John says, well, I don't know. You tell me. And he says, these are those who have come through the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. It's this great poem of consolation. So the piece is very, you'll see it's kind of a evocation of heaven, mm-hmm. But then setting that text with a nice descant line for the angel. So anyway, it's a very special piece for me, and it's a privilege to share it with your audience.
Absolutely. I love, you know, what's so interesting is I don't think most people would realize that composers like Bach and Beethoven and Mozart were writing a lot of music for church to pay the
bills.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because they were also quite spiritual, and it's good to hear from a living composer what that process is like. And it's good to hear, you know, it's good to hear your perspective. And a while back we heard a perspective of someone who composed for the Antarctic on a boat, because it was like,
yeah,
there's just so many random but beautiful things that influence composition.
It's true. It's infinite, you know.
Yeah.
It's wonder of classical music that way. It can,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's really neat to get a peek into this, because it's also a kind of a historical peek about what composers back then, of course not all, but many of them, how they thought. So,
yeah.
A reminder, your website is nelsonmusic.com.
Yes.
And you've got two CDs on all streaming platforms,
right.
Vocalese and
Responsorial Psalms for Advent and Christmas. And then I've got a whole nother CD recorded, which I'm in the process of editing.
Oh,
so I'm hoping maybe late spring to have that out. So.
Well, you'll have to send it to KPI.
I sure will.
Great. So. All right, everyone. Thank you, Brian, for being here and chatting. We are going to listen to the piece we were just talking about, Therefore Are They Before the Throne of God, here on Kansas Public Radio. Therefore Are They Before the Throne of God, here on Kansas Public Radio, composed by Brian J. Nelson, who we had the pleasure of speaking with about his music. It is always great to hear from composers and how they think about their music. You can check out his music on digital platforms. If you want a reminder of the titles, you can check our playlists online. You can reach out to me. You can also go to nelsonmusic.com. I've got a Bach French Suite coming up on Kansas Public Radio, where we are at 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. And support for classical music here on KPR comes from the University of Kansas. where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. All right, we opened with harpsichord. We will finish with piano. Johann Sebastian Bach's French Suite No. 4, Andras Schiff, here on Kansas Public Radio. Johann Sebastian Bach's French Suite No. 4, here on Kansas Public Radio. That was Andras Schiff at the piano. Thank you for being here with me this morning and listening to music. I hope you enjoyed the interview with local composer Brian J. Nelson, and you'll check out some of his music. Looks like in the noon hour, Jeff Watson is in with a fun recording of Prokofiev's first piano concerto, music from Bach, more Bach, yay, Bach is great, Tomlinson, as well as Symphony No. 7 by Roy Harris. That's from 12 to 3 on KPR. And support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, providing access to news, information, and the arts for people who are blind or visually impaired across Kansas, Missouri, and nationwide. Learn how you can make an impact at reader.ku.edu. And the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. And in about 15 seconds that I've got left here, to tell you that I am planning Friday's Classics by Request playlist right now, and I've still got some spots. So head on over to your computer, go to kansaspublicradio.org if you're not driving, and navigate over to the Shows tab, Classics by Request, and let me know what you'd like to hear. It's always a joy to hear from you. You are all the best listeners. This is KPR.
If you're house shopping, you know it's only getting more expensive.
If you want to make a dive into buying a house, you're going into the deep end. There is no kiddie pool of a starter home.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Median U.S. home prices hit another record high this summer. That's been a boon for sellers, but others are priced out. How the wealth gap between renters and owners has gotten wider than ever on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Friends of the Press. Contributions to this program help sustain University Press of Kansas publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. Jeff Watson's up next. I'll see you tomorrow after the news here on KPR.
Live from NPR News.